Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series, B'Siyata D'Shemaya, B'Chesed Hashem Aleinu, Mamish, Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are on Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. And the shir should be a schus for the whole nation, Kol Ami Yoshev B'Tzion, for the Chayalim, for the Chatufim. Linishmas Mar Sister Batashum was Khanatuswatachana but Mayor Zev, Rev Alexander Shimram Yosef, Rishmo Pinchas Rem Yaakov Tzvi, and Lerifuas Golem Gabriela Mata Medroli Shir Ben Ruti Eliezer Chaminez Simeon Selena Dina Minya, David Ben Ziva, Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Betzal Ben Bati, Nisali Yaakov Ben Yehudis Sara, Elio Ben Ravit, Baruch Ben Sivya, Yud Ben Chai Esther, Carmel Mordechai Ben Tal Sara, Sarbas Claire Amram Ben Aida Chaya, Ben Yamin ben Shoshana, Yitzchak ben Bracha, Reb Moshe ben Rezel, and Reb Yaakov Moshe ben Gladys Katun. They should all have Dina Bracha says to Hadas and Ritzvitos to the Ravida and Chai Chavig of Aschuntis Basia. They should all have Rias Hashlem B'Sel Shorcholei Yisrael. The Rambam here has been talking about making a peace pact with the Goyim when before waging a war. So here in Halacha Gimel, according to Halacha, Aber Ishbo Halacha Ktzara, Aber Ishbo Harbeh, Harbeh Maladaber. Rambam Kotev, V'asur l'shaker b'vritam, one is not allowed to be dishonest in this covenant, u'l'chazev lahem, achar she'eshlimo v'kiblu sheva mitzvahs. So he says he's not allowed to do a sheker and a chazev. L'shaker b'vritam, u'l'chazev lahem. Chazev is milashon. Achzava is disappointment where things don't work out as you plan. The concept in Chazal of streams that are koizvim, that they don't constantly flow, not consistent. So basically, the bottom line is that one has to, when we make a covenant with the goyim, we have to be faithful to it. After they made shalom, and were makabel the sheva mitzvahs, the Chabad explains that this is because of chila Hashem, like the Rambam writes in Halacha Hey. With regard to the Givonim, since we swore to the Givonim, we thought they were coming from a faraway land. The Jews didn't realize that they were Toshvei Eretz Yisrael. So it was a toast. The whole thing was a toast. They could have killed them because the Goyim misled the Jews, but it would have been a Chil Hashem. Memela, whenever we don't keep the covenant, it's a Chil Hashem. To keep your word, you have to be faithful. So, in order to better understand this, we'd like to be mevar a little bit the Gedarim of Chil Hashem as it relates to the Rambam over here. And this analysis will be based on that of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Me'or Einenu L'Shmo L'Zichro Tabit Nefesh, Hagon HaGod Rab David Zatzal. Rambam B'Sefer HaMitzvot B'Lo Taseh Samach Gimel Katav Shechil Hashem uhefach Kiddush Hashem. Chil Hashem is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam breaks it up into various categories. There's a Shas Hashmad, b'miskavin lahavir al ados. We have to give up our lives, particularly in a period where the Goyim are making decrees. It's a time of serious oppression against the Jews, oppression, suppression, depression, it's all, we're pressed in every way. So, and the guy's kavana is the Havir al-Ados. That's one time we have to give up our lives in order not to do an Avera. Then the Gimel Averis Chamuris, the cardinal sins, Gilei Arayus, Shvichus Domim, Avoy Dezara, Yeharek Ve'al Yavor. One has to die rather than transgress. If one transgressed and didn't die, he was mechalel es Hashem, and he was over on this lav of not being mechalel Shem Shemayim. So one type of Chilul Hashem is when one doesn't give up one's life, when one is required to do so. And then there's another chelek the Rambam talks about, when a person does an aveira ve'ein taiva bo, v'lo hanoe, v'kiven b'pulos o hamered ufrikas o malchus shamayim, hine ze mechalel gam kein leike. So one's over on this lav also, if he does an aveira without any taiva, without any hanoe, and he's mechavin in this act to rebel, to throw off the yoke of heaven. So that's another type of Chilul Hashem. And then there's another type of Chilul Hashem. Sheyase Adam Yadua b'mayla uvitov maisa pe'ula achas nira be'enei ahamoin shi'aveiro v'hine uchilul es Hashem. When somebody, Yechosh v'yid, people look up to him, people respect him, and he does something that looks like an aveiro. So he is mechalel es Hashem. He is violating, desecrating the holy name of God. And this is Mefurish more in the Rambam. He speaks about this at length in Yisodei HaTorah in the fifth parak. V'yisodo nirah shu'inyin shel maise zilzul v'i ha'rocha shel neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the problem with Chil Hashem is your one's mezalzel in Hashem. It's a lack of respect, a lack of appreciation of God. The Rambam, with regard to a Talmud Chacham, Rashi writes in Yuma Pei Vav, the Gemara there is talking about Gemara there says, Hechi Dami Chilul Hashem. How does Chilul Hashem work? What's an example? So Rav says, like me, if I buy on credit, it's a Chilul Hashem. A number of examples there of very chashuv people doing things that look to the outside observer a little bit shady. Rashi says there in Dibra Maschil Kagon, Ve'ena kol yoidim shenichlashti b'gil sasi v'lemeidim heimeni v'hibotel mital mitoiro. V'inyin Rabbi Yechanan kon anodim eskina arba amas b'loi toro b'loi tefillin. Another Rabbi Yechanan gives an example of going 4 hours without Torah and tefillin. People don't know that I'm just weak, and they learn for me to be mevatel Torah. So that's a mice of zilzul against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody buys on credit, and then people say, oh, he's not paying. He buys meat on credit, he's not paying. So that's a mice of zilzul against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then people, chas v'shalom, can learn from that. They act in similar ways. So he's poel averus etzel acherim, and that's a zilzul. There's a beautiful sefer called the Kada Kemach of Rabbeinu Bechaye, where he has an entry on Chil Hashem, and you can look there, where he goes into detail about the various types of Chil Hashem. He writes, "Umitochem yizbazu atoru v'amitzis b'enei abrius." Since when chashuv people do things, even if they're not sins, but people are going to learn to sin. People are going to learn to do the wrong thing. And you have to be much more careful, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, if you're a Talmud Chochem. And we all know this. So you can look there in the Kada Kemach. One example there of Chilul Hashem is kegon de ka'amri in shi shor alei mora leplanya. Rashi explains, yimchol yoitzro al maisev. So when people say about a certain person that may his master forgive him for the sins that he has done, that's a chil Hashem. The Gemara there continues, and says, "Avo mishem mikoro koyre v'shoyne mishamish tamidei chachomim ve'ein masor matonu be'amuna ma'abrios umres olav oylo l'ploini shalom ha'toiro v'olo v'kosev oymer v'mor lehamam Hashem eilo mi'arzo yetzor." Rashi, Ezukara, Kosev Chilul Hashem, כשאדם חשוב, אוי ורעבירו פורנוס בו עולף, והכל לא אומרים מהו אילו לו, ריח סידה מהחכום עם רוע בו עליהם, שנאמר ויחלו את שם קודשי, ובמחלו שמרו עליהם מנוחם שגלו בני ביניהם, עם השם אלו ולא יכול להצילם, להצילם שלא יגלו, נמצא שם שמיים מסחלל וכבודו מסמיית. So, when someone learns Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, he's Mishamish Tzmenachom, but he's not an honest person, he's not a Gishmak person, he's not a friendly person. So what do people say? People say, woe unto Ploni, that he learned Torah, etc. And about him it says that God says about these people, that the Goyim say about these people, they are the nation of God, and they went out of his land. In other words, it's a Chilul Hashem. Rashi explains that the Pasuk calls a Chilul Hashem. What's the Chilul Hashem? When an Adam Choshev is over an Aveira, and bad things happen to him. And people say, look at the Hasidim, look at the Chachamim. Bad things happen to them. And that's why Chalu Hashem Kodshi. What's the Chilul Hashem HaKodesh? What's the Chilul Hashem? What's the desecration of Hashem's name? That the Goyim say God couldn't save them. And therefore they're suffering. So this is a Chilul Hashem. That's the Hemshech Divrei HaGemara. That's the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel there is talking about the Golus. The ganze Golus is Chilul Hashem. So what it says, Vayavu al Agoyim asher bo'u sham ve'chalu es shem kodshi. The Pasuk calls it Ezekiel 36:20. The Pasuk calls it a Chilul Hashem. They say, listen, they went out of God's land. So it's a Chilul Hashem when we're suffering. Tzaddikim suffer, the good people suffer. And then the Goyim say, God couldn't save them. So that's a Chilul Hashem, and that's a Miut Kavod Shemayim. Adag Mara Beimshech. Az anachnu tzichim laavin, ma ze inyan lama shekatuv leel, ma ze kashur, to the Gemara of Sharalei Mari. Sharalei Mari is that people say about him, God should forgive him for his sins. What does that have to do with the Gemara Vayter that says, but if you're a Talmud Chacham and you're acting properly, so then terrific. Then people say, fortunate is his Rebbe, you taught him Torah, fortunate is his father, Torah does such good for you, look at how great Torah is, Avdi Yisur Ata Yisrael Asher Bucha Espar, and then Vayter, somebody who isn't acting properly, he learns, but he's an ein dibur benachasim abrius. He doesn't speak pleasantly. Then people say, "Oy lo leploni shalom haTorah," etc., etc. So that's the Gemara. Ma'im shech. So the Melt, how does this connect to what we learned earlier about sharaleg mara leplanya, the hemshech of the Gemara? But somebody who learns Torah, then people are going to say how wonderful it is to learn. People who don't, it's going to be a terrible Chilul Hashem, like going into the Golus is a Chilul Hashem. Rashi writes that what's the Chilul Hashem? Am Hashem Eile, God can't save them. So if we're acting nicely, it's a Kiddush Hashem, how beautiful is Torah, and then if you're not acting, we're not acting nicely, then it's a Chilul Hashem. Because God couldn't save them. And therefore it says, Oy la rabu shalim do Torah ploni, Oy la rabu shalim do Torah ploni shalom ha Torah kamku kalam ma'asav kamachoram drachav. It doesn't look good. It reflects badly on the Torah when he's not acting properly. But again, how does that relate to what we said earlier where it says that the Chilul Hashem is Amri Inchi Shrele Mari Laplanya. You can see there in the Rashash. As Nirakach, we find here in the Rambam an Isaran Hagash Aina Ruya Bifneu Lagabe Nochrim. וכן מצינו לנגז על אקום בהרבה רישיינים. זאת אומרת, כאן ברמב״ם, בהלכות מלאכים, א' ו' ג', we find that you can't act improperly, we were always told when we were kids. If you don't make a chil Hashem, we're going to the amusement park. Going to six flags on Chol HaMoed, don't make a chil Hashem. And they were right, those adults. When we act improperly in front of the goyim, it's a chil Hashem. If we don't follow, we're not loyal to the covenant, that's a chil Hashem. When we act, when we show the goyim that we're not acting properly. Gezel akum, according to many Rishonim, is a chil Hashem. Tosefta debova kama beperek yud. Rashi Sanhedrin nun zayin libra maschil Yisrael. Tosefta debova kama kuf yud gimel abeith libra maschil och ishita mukupetus there in the name of the Rosh. Noch. The smag says in Lav and Beis, the Goyim are going to say, Ein Torah li Yisrael, when we make a Chil Hashem in front of the Goyim. Admain Yanpo. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yichid et Shemo al Yisrael. God put his name on the Jewish people. See Rashi in Tehillim, Kapitel 83:6, Bereishis Rabba 18:8, Kivyochol lo yochol Shemo, Ela al Yisrael. God's name is only chal, only takes effect on the Jewish people. See also Shmos Rabbah 29:3, beautiful Arichos in Mechilta, Parashas Mishpatim 23:17, Tachum Tazria Kedoshim. Tazria Hei, Kedoshim Hei. Noch and noch. Chil Shem Yisrael, Hainu Chil Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechol HaYisrael. Im Chal Im Shem Yisrael, Im Chal God's name, which is associated with the Jewish people. Right, we're the people of God, so when we act inappropriately, so it reflects negatively on God. The Maharshal on the Smag asks, why is it called Chil Hashem? Why are you Mechal God's name? What about coming Mechal God? You're desecrating God himself. Why is it totally in his name? So based on what we're saying, the nafkamina is that God placed his name on the Jewish people. We're called Yisrael. Right? We have God's name in our name. God's name is chal on the Jewish people. We have midrashim. When you start up with the Jewish people, you're starting up with God. God's name is on us. So memela, that's why it's called a chil Hashem. So when you're, since God's name is chal on us, shmo, chal aleinu, when a Jew acts inappropriately, so that's Mechal of the Shem Hashem, which is Chal on us. As we see from the Midrashim that I quoted just moments ago. So on Hog of the Jewish people, Ki'ilu She'ein Lanu Torah, that's a zilzal of the Jewish people. Doesn't reflect well on the Jews when Jews aren't acting properly. And then God doesn't reflect well on Hashem either. Because the Shem Hashem is on the Jewish people. And therefore it's included in Chil Hashem. So it's like acting against God himself. That's what the Pasuk says. Amor Lehem. Am Hashem Eile. What do you mean Am Hashem Eile? God's name is on the Jewish people. And now we're Begalus. We're Bezilzel. This is Zilzel in Hashem. Beno Shel Maran Rav Kook, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Zichrono Livracha, Haya Omer Shehagalut Zo Chilul Hashem. The fact that the Jews got sent into Gaul is a Chil Hashem. Is it his Chiddush? No. Pesukim, it's a Pasuk in Yechezkel that we just read. That it's a Chil Hashem. Look, Am Hashem Eilu Maritza Yotzo. And that's a Chil Hashem. It reflects badly on God. Uzilzul Chas V'Shalom Kodesh Kodekum V'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Demi Haytam Yatzalos V'Nei Kodesh Baruch Hashem Ken Kocho Al Atzma. It's like God can't save himself. One second, God, you like the Jews so much? That's what the Goyim say, right? You like them Jews so much? Why aren't you saving them? It must be you don't like them. You only like us. Of course, that's not true, and it's a terrible Chil Hashem. It's not Zilzul B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can have Zilzul B'Kadosh Baruch Hu if one rebels against God. One does acts of rebellion against God, like we saw in the Rambam. Kavanas Bepulaso is Prikas O Malchus Shemayim. זה אופן אחד של חילול השם. ויש גם זה יש גם בנוסף למרד יש גם כש עם ישראל סובלים זה גם חילול השם וזה גם חילול השם כמו שאומרים בגמרא when people do maisim that aren't befitting of a person of a Jew and it causes others to sin that's also a חילול השם So people say about somebody, Yimcholoya Sharale Mari Laplanya. May the master forgive so and so for the sins he has done. So when he's acting in this way, so this is Achil of Am Yisrael, that Jews are sinful, and God's name is honest, it reflects badly on God. And that's Vayter in the Gemara that it also reflects badly on God. Bemor Lehem Amashem Elu Me'arte Yotso. Yechezkel 36. Vayavo al agoyim shel bo sham vaychalu es shem kodshi v'mor lehem am Hashem elu ma'aretz yotzo. Looks like God can't save them. Reflects badly on God. So when we're sinning, it reflects badly on God. And we rebel, it reflects badly on God. We go into Golus, it reflects badly on God. V'nyan zem vuar lehedya beradak b'tzefer Amos. בפרק ב' פסוק ז' השואפים על עפר ארץ למען חלל את שם קדשי וכיוון שאתם מחללים את שם קדשי שקידשתי אתכם ואתם נקראים בשמי כי עם קדוש אתה לשם שם כתוב בפסוק השואפים על עפר ארץ they trample on the dust of the earth ועל עפר הארץ שהם הולכים עליהם כל שאפם בכל מחשבותם בראש דלים הוא איך יגזלו אותם ויתלו את שלהם when they walk on it all their aspiration all the thoughts are concerning the head of the poor how they're gonna rob them and take their property and also ודרך הנובים יתו and deny justice to the oppressed And then Ish v'aviv yelchu el nanayra, a man and his father both go to an Aram Uras and have beer with her before she gets married, Rachman of the Tlan. L'man chalil eshem kodshi. V'po omer ha-radak, ma'za man chalil eshem kodshi? Zeu chilu eshem kodshi. Shemarti lem kadoshim tiyu ki kadoshini Hashem ikadishchem. I said you should be holy because I'm holy. And when you're mechalil, Your Kedusha, your Mechalel, my holy name. Shekidashti Eschem. I sanctified you. This is the Radak. Vatem Nikroim Bishmi. And you're called after my name. Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha. You're a holy nation to the Lord your God. So when we're defiling ourselves, we're defiling God. Ze b'duk ma she'anachnu medabrim. Ken ze yishlanu b'Ramban. Al HaTorah. Vayikra Perek Yudchet. Pasuk Chaf Alef. אין גם ברמב"ן באיגרת הקודש בפרק א' וזה הברייתא בסנהדרין מפורסמת ברייתא מפורסמת בייז אחים right not to leave the person hanging on the tree because it's a mashal of two twins when they're the identical twins are hanging on the tree so you look at one you're going to think it's his brother when you see one you're going to think it's his brother so ממילא I can't help but tell this story I was once in a yeshiva where they were identical twins in this yeshiva. I didn't know that there were two of them. I only thought there was one. And I would just see him more than I would see the other boys. And I didn't understand, why do I see him around so often? More than other people. And then one time I'm walking out of the building and they're walking in. And I look on one side of me and there's one. I look on the other side of me and there's the other one. And I said, because there are two of them. In any event, so when you see a person hanging on the tree, so you're going to say, that's like his twin, like a chef. And that's a chil shem shamayim. Parenthetically, the Ramban says that this there's all this inyan by Akum, not only by Yisrael, but that's not what we're talking about. And as a Rashi we referred to earlier, Ala Torah Parshas Bishalach, Shmos 16:7, Miyem Akamim Kenegdo, Ela Akamim Al Yisrael. When you're fighting against God, you're fighting against when you're fighting against the Jewish people, you're fighting against God. Then how are they enemies rising up against you? Because Al Amcha and your nation, they have all these plans, and they're called Oivav Shel Makom. They're God's enemies. When you're an enemy of the Jewish people, you're an enemy of God. And that's a chilah, that's the union of chilah Hashem. Because the pagam in the Jewish people is a pagam in Hashem. This is a great responsibility, Rabbi Tzai. As l'fiza nira'a, shehu adin geder zeh kayam b'tamid chochem v'gavra rabbi. So this same geder applies to a Talmud Chacham, to a great person. Because a Talmud Chacham is the Torah itself. Like we see in the Gemara, those fools, Makkos 22b. They stand up before a Sefer Torah, they didn't stand up before a great man. They should certainly stand before a great man. The Maharal says, a great man is a Cheftz of Torah himself. Kedushin 33b, Klum Torah Medes Mifnei Elohim Deah. Does the Torah stand before those who learn it? Oh, in other words, those who learn Torah are themselves Torah. So, it's called Tiras Hashem. A Talmud Chacham is a Cheftza, is a Gavra of Tiras Hashem. So if you say about a Talmud Chacham, Shara Le Mare, let his master forgive him. Mare! What do you mean Mare is master? That's the Gemara Yume that we've been discussing, 86. The name of God is called on him. God should forgive him. So then it's like saying there's something wrong with God himself. It's like saying, God, you should be forgiven for your sins, Rahman al-Islam. Because they always say, don't judge Judaism by the Jews. But the Maisa people do. Just like they say, don't judge a book by its cover. But people do. You have a dull cover. People don't think there's much in the book a lot of times. Fancy cover. Ooh, looks exciting. So you have to be careful if you're a Talmud Chacham. God's name is on you. They're going to be judging God by your behavior. And that's the dimion to what it says in the Pasuk. That's why it's compared to Am Hashem Eileh. Right? We're God's nation. We went into Golis. It's a Chil Hashem. The Talmud Chacham is not acting properly. Let his master forgive him because he's not acting properly. And you're saying let his master forgive him because it's a reflection on his master. Because his master's name is on him. And therefore, since his master's name is on him, when he's acting out properly, it reflects on his master. So we bring the master in. You're not acting independently. You're acting in the framework of Mare, of your master, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he's your master. And therefore your inappropriate behavior is a reflection on him. We say God should forgive him for his behavior, but it's also a way of saying that God did something wrong, because it's his master. Somebody who doesn't act properly as well. Look at who his father is. It looks negative. It reflects negatively on his father. I remember when I was a boy, a young bacher, I almost went to Chofetz Chaim. They had a yeshiva in Sanhedrin. It's still there. Chofetz Chaim yeshiva. And Chofetz Chaim yeshiva took Musar very seriously. Very serious Musar yeshiva. And I didn't end up going. For other reasons. But I remember somebody telling me, a relative telling me that he had gone to a Chofetz Chaim high school. And he said that he doesn't know anybody from Chofetz Chaim with bad midas. Because you see, oh, he's a Chofetz Chaim boy. A boy with good midas. So that was in the 80s. I hope it's still that way. I can say that I was once in Kew Gardens Hills for Shabbos. And I walked into the Chofetz Chaim yeshiva there, the branch there, and the Beis Medrash Shabbos afternoon was like morning Seder on a Tuesday morning. It was mamish. It was hopping. The place was packed with tremendous, tremendous Kol Torah. Amazing. So a thumbs up to the Chofetz Chaim yeshivas all over. So that's all. He's a Chofetz Chaim, but he has good meetings. And unfortunately, other yeshivas have other reputations sometimes. So that's a reflection on the yeshiva. So when the Talmud Chacham isn't acting properly, that's a reflection on Hashem. That's a chil Hashem. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel Dibar Masri Chil Hashem Adam Gadol Shebnei Adam Loim V'Meidim Emenu V'Einu Nizar B'Maisav Nimtzu Aktana Mizalzel And B'Torah Al Yado Rom Zeu Meivin Shein Mamish B'Torah V'Mitzvus V'Nim Shasem Ischalel Shem Ischalel V'Nasa Dvar V'Chulin. That when an Adam Gadol that people learn from him, he's not careful about his deeds, so people are Mizalzel in Torah. The Gemara there is talking about Avon Shuashav, Shuashagav, Echil Hashem, Echil Shabbos, Chayero Rovo, Behem Akolo, Bnei Adam Ismatin. So, because of various averus, including Echil Hashem, wild beasts abound in the world, domesticated animals cease to exist, and human beings decrease in numbers, the roads become desolate. So when it comes to Echil Hashem, Rashi, like out of left field, he says, what's Echil Hashem? An Adam Gadol that people learn from him, and he's not careful about his deeds. And then Biktanim are Mizalzel in Torah. And they're going to say, you see, there's no substance to Torah and mitzvahs. And then the name of God is Mischalel, and his words become chulin, his words become secular, his words become mundane. So there's a bittul of Erech HaTorah. There's a nullification of the value, there's a devaluing of Torah. Can you imagine? Take a currency. And yesterday it could buy you such and such, and today it can't buy it anymore. The currency was devalued. It happened in history. People had lots of money, and then it just was worth nothing. Chumana Litzlan. That's why people like to invest in gold and silver. Problem is, you can invest in much gold and much silver as you want, but there's something else that's going to devalue, and that's the human body. And then we end up Ba'olam Shekulo Tov, so it's really could die more to invest in that. It's the best stock. Olam Haba. Wow. Those are serious dividends. Let's see. 6%, you get 8%. Oh, I heard you get 11% with that. Olam Haba, what are you getting? It's Mamish Nat Shaykh, Baruch Hashem. Any event, so it's a bittul Erech HaTorah. When someone isn't acting and Adam Gadol isn't acting properly, it's devaluing Torah. And it's devaluing Torah. It's devaluing the name of God. And that's Chil Hashem. So we just went on a little bit of a journey explaining this concept of Chil Hashem. And based on this, we are going to, Bezus Hashem, take the ball and run with it. So please stay tuned. We have a lot more to talk about. But again, this relates to the Rambam, because the Rambam says you can't revoke the bris with the goyim, you have to be loyal to the bris, because otherwise, like the Radba said, it's a chil Hashem. So please stay tuned. Bezrat Hashem, anachnu namshich. Shalom shalom. Toda rabba rabba she'ezantem. Bezrat Hashem b'li neder, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu rak yiten et hakoach, v'et hamoach, v'et simchat hachayim, v'et hafshariyot hakalkaliyot, ki im ein kemach, ein Torah. Az ani rak mitpalel, אני מפיל תחינתי בפני בורא עולם, שימשיך לספק לנו את הקמח, כדי שיהיה עוד יותר תורה. שלום, שלום, תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. אהובה ידידיי מורי ורבותיי, שלום.